Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, Dr. Paul Dalton, Associate Professor of Psychology at UCD and Head of Psychology at St. Vincent's University Hospital, is back with us again today for the final in our four-part series on anxiety, because anxiety will affect one in three of us over the course of our lifetime, as we've been discussing over the last couple of weeks. And this week, Paul, you're very welcome again. Thank you for coming into us. We're going to look at social anxiety.
Because we've touched on various forms of anxiety, as you say, Sarah, over the last 4 weeks, over the last 3 weeks. And today I want to talk a little bit about social anxiety. Social anxiety will affect between 11 and 14% of the population. It's something that's going to affect quite a few people, kind of one in eight. It's most prevalent in kind of young adult, so somewhere between kind of 18 and 40, people are most likely to experience social anxiety. Now, the really important thing to say about it is, firstly, to say that social anxiety is much more than shyness. It's often confused with, oh, someone's just a bit shy, or someone's introverted. No, it's very different. And the second thing to say is that most people, Sarah, will experience worry or mild anxiety about social situations. We've all got a form of anticipatory anxiety when we're thinking about the weddings that used to happen, or maybe the small dinners that are happening now. And we have those worries about who am I going to be sitting beside, and will I have enough to say, and maybe at the moment a lot of us are feeling that because we've been out of practice. So it's very normal for people to have a kind of a mild anxiety when it comes to social situations. Social anxiety as a form of anxiety is something very different. People with social anxiety really have an intense worry and a persistent fear that doesn't go away. So for a lot of people, we might get a little bit concerned about an event. It happens, we enjoy it, and we can put it away. If you've got social anxiety, the concern is before, during, and after the event. And that concern is it's persistent, and it's quite paralysing for people. It doesn't go away, and it doesn't need to be, Sarah, it doesn't need to be a big event. So if people with social anxiety can have the same fear about bumping into someone on the corridor or in the canteen for a chat. So it doesn't have to be an event, so to speak. And people with anxiety, with social anxiety, they dread meeting strangers. They dread having to start a conversation. And interestingly, often find having to speak on the phone is excruciating. And things, Sarah, like eating in public, parties are a nightmare. With that intense worry. Essentially, Sarah, the intense worry is that I'm going to do something that's going to embarrass me. I'm going to draw attention to myself, and then I'm going to be negatively evaluated and judged. So an incredibly intense experience that really becomes very disabling for people.
So that's sort of back to fear again, isn't it? And we keep coming back to this fear.
Sarah, we've talked about anxiety, and we've talked about it's kind of what's behind anxiety. And it's fear. We've discussed this a number of times over the last few weeks. Fear is common to all types of anxiety. And it's that feeling, Sarah, that something bad is going to happen. And I think the word foreboding is the word that gets it most. Something's going to happen and I'm not going to be able to cope. So last week we talked about agoraphobia, the fear of not being able to escape somewhere or get help when it's required. And this week in social phobia, it is the fear of being judged, being scrutinised, being humiliated or rejected in a social situation.
So how can we manage it then if we find ourselves in that situation?
I think probably the most important thing when it comes to anxiety, actually when it comes to being a human being, the most important thing is to understand fear. So we've got to kind of get our heads around what is fear. Fear and anxiety, they don't have to be a life sentence. They don't have to hold us hostage. But in order to understand fear, it does mean that we need to come out of automatic pilot. We need to begin to slow down. We need to begin to be conscious, taking a moment or two to be conscious of the breath. Modern psychology and more ancient Buddhist philosophy have helped us, Sarah, to kind of identify the architecture of fear and distress. What causes it? And we touched on this a little bit last week, but we're a narrative-based beings. So we have stories about everything. Our thinking, basically, is a story. And that all-important self-talk. Now, our self-talk ignites fear. And most often, it's unconscious. It's an unconscious kind of whispering storytelling going on in the background. And generally, Sarah, generally, the self-talk is saying something like, I'm not really good enough right now, and be afraid. Okay. So it's going on in the background and it's getting us into that state of high alert. The kind of stories that the self-talk essentially, Sarah, the self-talk, it shapes the human mind. And in turn, our mind shapes the world. So what's been cultivated in my mind, it's kind of like what we think about, we become. So if we are thinking about ourselves as being vulnerable, being not enough, that's kind of what we become. Now, okay. That sounds very easy. You know?
Well, I'm not even sure it does.
It sounds easy, I mean, in terms of, well, oh, okay, so we recognise it. Well, then what do we do?
Wait, you know? Very briefly, Paul, if you wouldn't mind, further reading for people, because unfortunately we're out of time for talking on it.
So a few things here, and I think we can post these. There is on the RTÉ website a set of breathing exercises that we did a number of months ago. So they're really important to help people to kind of come out of that fear reaction. There's a wonderful book written called Overcoming Social Anxiety, Gillian Butler. And there's a really good organisation called Social Anxiety Ireland.
Okay, well, we'll put those up on our Twitter account. We'll tweet those out as a resource for people. And Paul, thank you so much for joining us. This is the last time you'll be into us for a little while, because I know you're going on sabbatical, but hopefully we'll have you back in again soon. That's Dr. Paul Dalton, Associate Professor of Psychology at UCD.